Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. We are conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30342.
Thank you. And may I know the year of your birth?
Sure, it's 1991. What is this in regards to?
This is an opinion survey about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, it's 91.
Okay, thank you. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Undergraduate. College.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And may I know your race? And it can be white, African American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander. Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
In the which election?
In 2020.
Trump.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
Well, I'm registered.
Thank you. And okay, this is a list of issues. Can you name three that are most important for you? The climate change and the environment, racism and discrimination, inflation and cost of living, crime, immigration, jobs and the economy, public transportation, traffic, abortion access, education. Can you name three?
So I'd say inflation and the economy, illegal immigration, and I would say, I'm not sure if this was in there, but, national defense.
Okay. Thank you. And when thinking about the direction in which of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? How do you feel about the city of Atlanta?
Well, that's very vague, but I'd say in terms of safety or what?
In general.
I'd say I'm satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied or very satisfied?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about the Atlanta region?
Somewhat.
And what about Georgia?
Satisfied.
Very satisfied or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. And now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people, some group of people or ideas using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm or favorable toward them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable toward them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you never heard about these people or groups, just tell us that as well.
Okay.
And what about the Atlanta Beltline?
Yeah, it's a... Yeah, solid 10. I think they're doing a good job.
Thank you. What about the Atlanta Police Department?
10.
Electric scooters?
No opinion on that. I think it's a little unsafe, but, you know, I don't use them, so I don't know.
I understand. What about Uber and Lyft?
10. Never had an issue.
What about artificial intelligence companies?
They're a little spooky, but 10, I guess. They're not bothering me yet.
Okay. And what about Mayor Andrew Dickens?
No opinion. I wish I knew more.
And Governor Brian Kemp?
He could be doing more, but I'll give him a 9.
What about Martha Trains?
Market rents?
Martha Trains.
Oh, Martha Trains. Yeah, I've never had an issue. I'll give them a 10.
And what about the Atlanta City Council?
No opinion. I can't speak on them.
Thank you. And how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? It is a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
I wouldn't say major, but, yeah, I mean, it is a problem. Between it not being a problem and major problem, wherever that lies. So, I guess.
It is a minor problem?
Medium to high. Medium to high.
Okay. And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely, just when I go to the airport, basically.
Okay. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities?
Pardon me?
And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Very familiar? Somewhat familiar, not too familiar,
somewhat
or
familiar.
Not familiar? Okay.
Somewhat.
Thank you. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Thank you. And based on what you know and what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
And very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Thank you. And what is the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Exercise and fresh air.
Okay. Thank you. And, okay, here are a few statements. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. Remember, you can use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. Okay, this is the first one. Martha says, They are working on projects, but I never see them complete anything.
For the Beltline or just in general around Atlanta?
A general projects, not in a specific one.
So if I think that it takes them way too long, so I should say, yeah, maybe a 1 or 2. Would that be correct?
If you agree with the statement that says that Martha are working on projects, but you never see them completely anything.
I really don't have an opinion on it. mean, I see road work that isn't completed, but in terms of MARTA, I couldn't speak to that.
Okay. And the quality of Atlanta's roads are getting worse.
Yes.
And can you name a number between 0 to 10?
Zero being...
Zero like being disagree?
Being most disappointed.
Actually, zero is that you don't agree with that statement, and 10 is that you agree with the statement.
Okay, so 10 then.
Okay. And I feel safe riding Marta.
10. Well,
okay.
Yeah. I've never had an 10? Issue.
Okay. Public transit make it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
I'd give it a 5.
Okay. I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
2.
Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
1, actually. I'll give that a 5.
Okay. Crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses.
2.
Thank you. Okay. Which of the following statements do you agree the most? The first statement is, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system which will take more cars off our roadways. And this is the statement 2. We can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars.
I agree with both.
Which one do you incline the most?
What, between expanding public transit versus...
Uh-huh.
Versus bikes?
Yeah.
I would have to go with the former. The first one.
Okay. And
so
do you
expand
somewhat...
public transport.
Okay.
Pardon?
And do you somewhat agree or strongly agree with the statement?
About bikes? I mean,
about transportation system.
All right, maybe you have to say that again.
Okay.
So I'm for more public transit, you know, in terms of MARTA. And if, you know, if it's beneficial to have, you know, those scooters or bikes, that's fine with me as well. So I'm not really sure what the question is.
And actually is... With which one do you agree the most? The public transportation systems or the bikes? Which one do you incline the most? Okay.
Public transport.
And do you somewhat agree or strongly agree with that?
Strongly.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Atlanta is lacking in public transit, in my opinion.
And here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta's arrest traffic problems. After each one, please use the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see them implemented right away. 5 means that somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm toward it. And 0 means that you don't prioritize this policy at all and don't want to see it implemented. And remember, you can use from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. And adding more security to Marta's stocks?
Five.
Okay. Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
The what car?
A streetcar system.
I don't know what that is.
Roads.
Sorry, one more time. Maybe it's my reception.
A streetcar system in the city, such as roads.
Oh. I still don't know what that is, so I guess, yeah. Not applicable.
Okay.
Building more streetcar system? What are we talking about?
Such as roads. Roads.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just a very vague...
It's like a trolley.
Oh, well, yeah, all right. 10, yes.
Okay.
If I'm agreeing for, yeah, for a trolley system or, you know, something else,
okay.
You know, rather than, you know, cars or trains, you know, well, something like that, sure.
Okay, thank you. Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
Depends on the area, so I'll give that a 7.
Okay. Adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
10.
What about prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths?
10.
Okay. Adding light rail to the Beltline.
10.
Okay. Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
10.
Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
10.
Thank you. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline transit plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline trail?
How familiar am I?
Yeah. Yeah, how familiar are you with that plan?
Very familiar?
Somewhat familiar?
Not familiar at all. So,
okay.
Not familiar, yeah.
Okay, and based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Okay, and somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I don't live close to the Beltline, so it's not really my issue.
Oh, understand. And as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline transit plan will expand to 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline transit will link up with the existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on that, do you oppose or suppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly.
Thank you. Okay, now I want to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made out the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, which 10 means that it's very convincing, the statement about the Beltline. 5, that you feel it is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means that it's not at all convincing, the statement. Remember, from 0 to 10. This is the first statement. The Beltline development is a major economy driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment in tens of thousands of good jobs, but many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economy prosperity, by easily commuting from their neighborhood to their workplaces. Do you feel it's very convincing, not convincing at all, or neither convincing nor unconvincing?
I'm a little confused by that because there are a couple of things in there. But, you know, if it makes it easier for people to, you know, go along their ways. All right, so I'm going to throw it a 9 at that, I guess.
Okay, thank you. This is the second one. When complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan.
Very convincing. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, yeah, 10 is very convincing. 5 is like neutral, and 0 not convincing at all.
Gotcha.
Okay, this is the second one. When complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will link together all of Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers.
Nine.
Okay, thank you. And this is the third one. Atlanta's freeways have some of the worst congestions in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off our roadways. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city.
11.
Excuse me?
I said 11, but yeah, 10.
Okay.
For your
okay, service. Thank you. Once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation under the Beltline?
Support.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly.
Okay. And here, once again, are some statements have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it's very concerning. A statement about the Beltline, 5 that you feel is somewhat concerning, and 0 means that it's not concerning at all. Remember, from 0 to 10, this is the first one. At 2.5
million, what would 10 be?
Is 10 very concerning, 5 somewhat concerning, and 0 not concerning at all.
Okay.
This is the first one. At $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. We all know that these big projects always run over budget. And who's to say whether it won't cost $3, $4, or even $5 billion of our tax dollars, assuming it's ever actually completed. We need public transit that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work.
Well, that would be concerning.
Can you name it from 0 to 10?
So 10 being most concerning?
Yes.
Yeah, let's call it 10 then.
Thank you. The Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing longtime black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up as out of town interest pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs will feel more comfortable. This train is just another city project that will display older long-term residents. We've got to take back our city and say no to gentrification.
Wow, that's a tough one. So, based on the question, it seems like, you know, you're saying maybe having the Beltline and having more public transit makes it for gentrification for people there in the suburbs to come into town and then kick people out who have been there for a long time.
You're correct.
Okay.
Do you feel concerning?
So that's concerning. I put that at an 8 of concern.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, the Beltline train is just going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violent problems. MARTA is completely unsafe at the moment, with shootings happening at MARTA stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safe for everyone to use.
I'm not sure if there's concern or not. I would say, if you can repeat one more time. So 0 is like no concern and 10 is high concern.
You got it.
Just repeat it one more time, I guess.
The Beltline train is just going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. MARTA is completely unsafe at the moment, with shootings happening at MARTA stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safer for everyone else.
There's a lot bundled in there, but I'll give that an 8. Yeah, public transit should be safer overall, but that has nothing to do with the Beltline, so I'm a little confused on that one.
Okay, thank you. Once again, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation under the Beltline?
Support.
Someone support or strongly support?
Strongly.
Thank you.
Whatever gets cars off the road.
Okay. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than a year? 1 to 2 years? 3 to 5? 6 to 10? 11 to 20? Or 21 plus years?
The last one, plus 20.
Okay. Okay. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
I'm hetero.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Thank you. And are you a parent or a guardian of any child under the age of 18? In politics today, do you consider a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Conservative, lean towards Republican, I'd say.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Moderate.
Okay. And which of the following best describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, or a different one?
Full-time.
Okay, thank you. And last year, which is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than 25,000, 25 to 35,000, 35 to 45, 45 to 55, 55 to 65, 65 to 75, 75 to 85, 85 to 100,000, 100,000 to 250,000, or 250 or more?
Well, it was a very slow year, so you can call it 0. You want to
Okay.
mark that down.
Okay. Thank you very much. This is the finish of the survey. I really appreciate your opinion.
Okay. And what was this for again?
This is just asking for general opinion about the situation that we were talking about, the issues that is happening in the Atlantic City. This is mainly for Marca and Bloodline.
Is this for, like, city council or?
Actually, that information hasn't been provided to me. However, I really appreciate the opinion that you have given me today.
Okay, but I'm just curious, like who's it going to? Like, who do you work for? Just out of curiosity, I gave you my time.
And the information that you gave us is the more that we were looking for. However, I don't have that actual information. I'm completely honest with you. I don't have that information.
I mean,
for who is this going to?
Campaign, or is it for the mayor or the city council or Congress? Or I think you can at least give me that. I mean, I just spent the last 15 minutes talking to you.
I'm completely honest with you. I don't have that information in hand. But thank you very much for the information provided.
All right. Bye.
Have a good day.